Page 49. Part 2. What is the census? The census provides a statistical portrait of the country and its people. In Canada, it is mandatory for all residents to participate in the census. The census of population collects information on the demographic, social, and economic situation of people across Canada, and the dwellings they live in. In 2026, a sample of 25% of Canadian households will receive a long-form questionnaire. The other households will receive a short-form questionnaire. Why is the 2026 census of population important? The census is one of the most important sources of information for our country. Information from the census will be used by governments, businesses, associations, community organizations, and many others to make important decisions for your community, your province or territory, and the entire country. What happens to the information you provide? The information you provide will be kept confidential in accordance with the Statistics Act. The information you provide may be used by Statistics Canada for other statistical and research purposes, or may be combined with other survey or administrative data sources. No one outside of Statistics Canada can have access to information that could identify an individual. Your role. Census data are vital to your community for planning schools, daycare, housing, hospitals, emergency services, roads, public transportation, employment skills, training, and more. The information you provide will help ensure that the 2026 census accurately reflects Canada's changing society. Why we ask the questions. Step A. We need your telephone number to contact you in case there is information missing on your questionnaire. We need your address as well as your mailing address to ensure that all dwellings are counted. Steps B and C. These steps help you decide who should be included and who should not be included on your questionnaire. They help us ensure that we have counted everyone we need to count and that no one is counted twice. Page 50. Step D. The spaces at question 1 at the top of page 4 allow you to copy the names from step B. Basic demographic information. Questions 2 to 7 provide information about the demographic characteristics of people in Canada. This information is used by all levels of government to make important decisions such as planning community services and social, including old age security and the Canada Child Benefit. It is also used by municipalities to plan a variety of services such as childcare, schools, hospitals, and emergency services. Languages. Questions 8 to 10 and 22 are used to provide a profile of the linguistic diversity of Canada's population. This information is used to estimate the need for services in English and French, and to better understand the current state and the evolution of Canada's various language groups, including official languages, Indigenous languages, and other non-official languages. Question 54 collects information on languages used at work. Language of instruction. Questions 11 to 16 are used to collect information in accordance with the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms to support education programs in English and French in Canada. Activities of daily living. Question 17 provides information on people in Canada who may have difficulties doing certain activities, including those who may have a long-term physical, mental, or other health condition. This information is used to identify people who are likely to have a disability. Statistics Canada may then follow up with a more detailed survey. General health. Question 18 seeks information on the health status of people in Canada to help plan policies, programs, and services for the healthcare system. General health is an indicator of overall health status. General health refers to the perception of a person's health in general, either by the person or by the person in the household who is completing the census questionnaire. Place of birth. Questions 19 and 20 tell us about where people and their parents were born. They provide information on the diversity of Canada's population and on the movement of people within Canada and from other countries to Canada. This information is also used to assess the social and economic conditions of second-generation Canadians and helps us understand Canada's immigration history. Citizenship. Question 21 provides information on the legal citizenship status of Canada's population. This information is used to estimate the number of potential voters and to plan citizenship classes and programs. It also provides information about the population with multiple citizenships. Page 51, Ethnic or Cultural Origins. Question 23 provides information about ethnic and cultural diversity in Canada. This information is used by associations, agencies, and researchers for activities such as health promotion, communications, and social support programs. Indigenous peoples. Questions 24 and 26 to 29 provide information used to develop programs and services for First Nations people, Métis and Inuit by Indigenous communities, organizations, and all levels of government. Population groups, in parentheses, visible minorities, end of parentheses. Question 25 helps collect data that are used by governments, businesses, community groups, healthcare providers, researchers, and a variety of organizations throughout the country to support programs that provide equal opportunity for everyone to share in the social, cultural, and economic life of Canada. Religion. Question 30 provides information about religious affiliation and diversity. This information is used to help understand changes in Canadian society as well as to facilities and services within diverse communities. Canadian military experience. Question 31 provides information on the number of people with Canadian military experience. Governments will use this information to develop programs and services to meet the changing needs of the veteran population. Mobility. Questions 32 and 33 tell us where residents of Canada are moving to and where they are moving from. This information is used to look at the characteristics of people who move and to identify needs for housing, education, health, transportation, and social services. Homelessness. Questions 34 and 35 provide information on people's experiences with homelessness and other housing challenges over the past 12 months. This information is used by organizations and governments to support communities in addressing homelessness. Sexual orientation. Question 36 collects data that are used by governments, businesses, community groups, healthcare providers, researchers, and a variety of organizations throughout the country to support programs that provide equal opportunity for everyone to share in the social, cultural, and economic life of Canada. These data are also used to support legislation such as the Canadian Human Rights Act that includes sexual orientation as one of the prohibited grounds of discrimination. Education. Questions 37 to 41 provide information on the education, training, and recent school attendance of residents of Canada. Governments use this information to develop training and other programs to meet the challenging needs of the workforce and of specific groups such as First Nations people, Métis, Inuit, immigrants, and youth. Page 52, Labor Market Activities. Questions 42 to 53, 58, and 59 provide information on Canada's workforce, including the industries and occupations in which people work. Employment information is used to assess the economic conditions of communities and specific populations, such as First Nations people, Métis, Inuit, and immigrants. Industry and occupation information is used to forecast job opportunities. Commuting to work. Questions 55 to 57 tell us where people work and how they get to work. This information is used to assess commuting patterns, public transit needs, and energy use. Commuting information also helps to identify locations for new hospitals, schools, and daycare, and recreational facilities, as well as the need for roads and other travel network expenditures. Questions 60 and 61 provide information on expenses related to childcare and support payments, along with the income information obtained from personal income tax and benefit records. These questions are used to derive disposable income to measure poverty in Canada. This information is also used to better understand the use of childcare and the role of support payments in Canadian society. Housing. Question 62 and Step E provide information used to develop housing communities and projects. Information on the number of rooms and bedrooms in homes and on housing costs is used to assess levels of crowding within dwellings and housing affordability. Such indicators are used by numerous organizations to help develop housing programs supporting the housing needs of Canadians. Information on the age of dwellings and the need for repairs is used by municipalities to develop neighborhood improvement programs.